Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Thank you so much for returning to episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. We are continuing in our series where I am highlighting my takeaways from the book, The 10 Natural Laws of Successful Time and Life Management by Hiram Smith. His book is available on Amazon for around $16. I encourage you to pick up a copy. So we are on law number 2. This chapter is talking about values. He titles it, "Your Governing Values Are the Foundation of Personal Fulfillment." For my purposes, I'm just listing this section as values. So this is the most important chapter of the book to me because it really made me reflect on my values. He starts off by sharing a story about Benjamin Franklin. We all know who that is. You know, he was a man who lived by his values. Each day he made a concerted effort to live according to those values. And in the book, he states that we must identify our governing values, and although our values are our highest priority, there is often a gap between our ideals and our present reality. You know, I believe that we have all experienced that, which is why we make vision boards to help us to move towards the life that we desire. But could it be that this foundational work needs to be done in order to help guide us more clearly? That's why Hiram's work just leaped off the paper for me because of this disconnect. He says it's the bringing together what you do and what you value that makes all the difference. He shares an example of how he's worked with people in one of his workshops, and it's called Crossing the I-Beam. He uses several examples of reasons why some people would cross the I-Beam and others would not. He proposes that most people would cross the I-Beam for money, their spouse, or kids, but it would depend on the value that each person placed on what was being presented. And so there was this one story where a lady would not even cross the I-Beam for her baby. And so let me describe the I-Beam a little bit more clearly. So let's say you're on a, 50-story building, and it's this metal I-Beam that's going off the edge of the building onto overhanging traffic. And so he's at the edge of the I-Beam holding whatever matters to you most. Would you walk out onto the I-Beam to catch or to save that child? Would you walk out onto the I-Beam to pick up a bag of money, and if you make it out there, you can have it? So in this exercise, he said, would you walk out there on the I-Beam for $10,000? Would you go out on the I-Beam for $50,000? Would you go out for $1 million? What if your 2-year-old was on the edge of the I-beam. Would you go out and rescue them? So that's a little bit more context around the I-beam. And so there was this one story where a lady wouldn't even cross the I-beam for her baby. And so come to find out, you know, she was struggling with having a child that has some developmental disabilities, and she didn't know if she would go and rescue that child because maybe there was some, you know, attachment issues. And so her case was an uncommon example, but for most people, there is a sense of urgency to protect the other person or a great need for the money that they would actually go out on the I-beam and take that risk. And so the goal of that exercise is to try to reach that innermost emotional point that will make you move based on what really matters to you. So let me repeat that. The goal of that exercise is to try to reach that innermost emotional point that will make you move. And so now I will say that when I did this exercise, it really made me realize that it takes a lot for me to move, unfortunately. And, you know, there were some strongholds in place that I didn't realize that were there. And in case you don't know what a stronghold is a belief that is strongly upheld or a place that has been fortified to protect it from an attack. And so if you are a believer, I'm sure that you have heard that word. And I believe that it has kept us from hearing the word of God correctly so that we can properly apply it to our lives. And I also believe that we can have some misguided strongholds. You know, maybe something happened to you and you began to think of yourself in a certain way. And no matter if you had a better experience the next time, at the end of the day, you would still think about yourself in that same way. That's an example of a stronghold. And so for me, when I started to think about what will make me move, you know how some people go, oh, well, you know, you want to live for your kids and you want to, you know, these are all the different reasons why you would make a change. And so some of those things that, you know, like for your kids or for your family, those things really didn't matter to me. And it was very surprising to me that they were not enough. I didn't value those things enough in order to be able to make a change. And so new information, you know, that is presented to you should be able to help you to make a change if you value it enough. It should elicit an emotional response for you to change the way that you're thinking. But, you know, you have to be able to connect with something deep inside of you in order for you to truly make a change. And so this is just a part of the ongoing work that we have to do to fully live a rehabbed life. But it's worth it, and it starts with identifying your governing values. So he shares his personal constitution, which is the same thing as governing values, and some examples of some other people's as well. And he challenges us to take the time to develop our own personal constitution on our governing values. Now, I will be honest with you. It took me several weeks to write out my values, which was actually surprising to me. I thought that I knew what my values were, but he introduced to me so many more things to consider when writing my personal constitution. My friend who turned me on to this book still has not finished the book because she didn't want to move past law number 2 without writing her personal constitution. And so I will share one of the examples with you that he provided in the book to see what his personal values are. Oh, no, to see what his personal values are, you have to get the book. So this example is from a young working mother that attended one of his seminars. She writes that her number one value is that she is a patient and understanding mother. And then she kind of describes what that looks like. She put, I grow intellectually. I am generous. I love God. I am kind to myself. I love and appreciate my husband. I am productive. I am financially secure. So those are the 8 things that she listed as her personal values. And then under each one of those statements, she elaborated on how that would show up in her life. And each one of our personal constitutions should be written in such a way that describes how we will be able to provide evidence for the things that we value in our lives. That's the most important thing. The good thing is that there is really no right or wrong when it comes to doing this exercise. And so you just need to do it. This is really the crux of the whole book, of the first half of this book, is being able to identify your governing values, because that builds everything. So take some time and identify those things that you value. And in the book, he gives you a lot of different categories to consider in terms of writing your values based on these things. So let me share with you just a couple of those. You know, people responded to a survey that he conducted to identify what their values were. And so I will share with you what they said the top 10 values are. Their spouse, financial security, personal health and fitness, children and family, spirituality and religion, a sense of accomplishment, integrity and honesty, occupational satisfaction, love for others and service, and education and learning. So those are the top 10 categories that people said that they place, where they place their values. So you can use some of those, or you can really think about it and identify those things that you value. You know, your work life, your home life, your friendships, how you see yourself in the community. All of those things should be taken in consideration when you identify your values. So that is all I'm going to share with you on law number 2. Check back next week for law number 3. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.